Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, we are back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Cloudy outside, full of sunshine here in the studio. Ike, how you feeling?
Well, I love it. Brother Spike, how you doing? Welcome to, I should say happy Let the Bronco Buck Day.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Wednesday.
There you go.
We love a big Wednesday.
I'll tell you this.
I was the biggest Wednesday guy.
And I get sidetracked.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm growing a smidgen concerned about the baseball team as we get closer to the postseason. Mm-hmm.
Welcome into the trust tree.
I'm just saying, I'm not pulling a fire alarm or anything. I'm just saying.
Why
I'm
are you so happy?
Happy? What are you talking about? don't do me. I'm not even falling for that nonsense. I'm a smidgen concerned with the baseball team. Jackie Baseball, you better have something good for me today. Because Durantula, come on, man.
Lost that nickname. No more intro on NBC Sports Philly. None of that stuff.
Yeah, let's cut that out. No more fun and games.
9 times 436.
All right, we're already back.
9 times 763.
Okay. It's a big show. It's always a big show. 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us.
L.A.
4 o'clock, Baldy joins us. Let's see how that goes. 4:30, Eagles inside of the year power rankings. And big
no,
show
now
as always.
It's Mayock. It's not Baldy. It's,
well,
it might be all three of them. It might be Donovan, Baldy, and Mayock, the trio.
Well, but Mayock will address me directly.
Right.
It's Baldy's dismissal of me and Donovan's dismissal of me. And actually, Donovan just wanted to take me down a peg. That is fine. That is absolutely fine. Yeah, Ike, you start. We'll have plenty of Eagles to talk about today. You started off sort of how I went to bed feeling. And then sometimes when I have a bad feeling or something, I'll go to bed, I'll wake up, see how I feel. And I woke up the same exact way. So we are, as Jack said, we are on the trust tree. It is just, you know, us and you. We're all listening. We're just being honest about how we feel. And how I feel is, in this safe space, is I know it's not the end of the world. It is 2 baseball games. But I do not like at all what I have seen from the Philadelphia Phillies in the last 2 games. Now, they've lost 4 or 5, which again, you know, big picture, maybe not the biggest deal in the world. But the game on Sunday against the Diamondbacks, I know none of us watched it. I watched it. And it was a game, one of those games where the Phils just went into the game lifeless. You knew it was the end of the road trip. They were going home, lost 7-0, you know, or 7-2, whatever the hell it ended up being. And it was a game they were really not competitive in. And then I watched the game last night, right? And we ran ourselves out of 3 base runners. You know, Kepler didn't know what the hell he was doing from second to third, you know, gets thrown out going to third. Weston Wilson, for some reason, tries to turn a single into a double, had no chance, got thrown out by 30 feet. Harrison Bader got thrown out, whatever. Weston Wilson can't block a ball thrown by Bader into second base, costs us a run there. And then, and as you mentioned, Duran, you know, doesn't have it, gives up another home run. And what they look like to me, and here is my concern, here is what, it's not that they lost games, whatever. It is that they look like they are disengaged. They look like, to my eye, like they have taken their foot off the gas now that their playoff position is pretty much set. And that concerns me a little bit because you're going into a bye week, so they'll be off for a week anyway. I was hoping for this week, not that they'd win every game, but I was hoping they would be motivated but in some way by the fact that they still have to get the bye, right? I almost woke up today a little disappointed that the Dodgers lost because I was hoping the Dodgers put a little pressure on the Phillies, maybe wake them up a little bit.
Keep playing.
Yeah, I was hoping they would be motivated by getting the two seed. I was hoping they would be motivated. By the way, the Brewers lost again last night. We win that game last night. All of a sudden, we're only a game and a half out of the one seed. I was hoping we would be motivated by that. But unfortunately, this team has a tendency to just sort of lay back a little bit. And maybe it's because they're all so many guys are over 30. Maybe it is a reflection of Rob Thompson. But sometimes they're the combination of the fact that they just sort of mail it in sometimes and their lack of fundamental baseball play just it worries me a little bit. And I don't think you can be a team, especially when you have the bye. And I think the bye is an advantage to get healthy. But there has been history of teams coming in sort of cold after the bye. They don't need a week off before the week off.
Right.
And I wanted them to run through the finish line of this season. Win games. They were so hot. It's fine if you lose games. But it is not fine if you lose games because you're just sort of checked out. And that team last night looked a little checked out to me, and the team on Sunday looked a little checked out to me.
Yeah, I don't know if they felt like they took the foot off the gas. These games are never really over. I look at that game last night, and I say, Christopher Sanchez appeared to be the only one that showed up.
He looked
last
great.
Night locked in and ready to play. You're right when you talk about the base running errors. Like, that's a clear sign of not being fundamentally locked in and focused on the details.
Right.
It really is. And that's what you don't want going into the playoffs. You don't want to start picking up or reliving bad habits you had earlier in the year. You want to be playing your best baseball. You want to be your sharpest at this point. Rob Thompson, it's already going to be difficult enough for him to manage these final games, when to get guys out of there, how long do you leave a pitcher in versus trying to get guys some work, some at-bats. He's trying to manage this sort of, for lack of a better way of putting it, bye week they have right now. But it's funny because you mentioned it. It's really not a bye week because there's a lot there still to play for.
Yeah, and honestly, looking at the end of last year, they had that opportunity too last year. Mm-hmm. Remember, at the end of the year last year, they clinched the division with 7 games left or something like that. And the one seed was within their vision, and they just stopped. And the Dodgers did not stop. The Dodgers kept winning games, you know, and the Dodgers go out and end up winning the World Series.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that A always equals B. I get it, but they are not, that you can't just turn it on.
No.
You can't just say to yourself, on the bye week, we'll get right, we'll start focusing then. The focus thing is not a thing you can just turn on and turn off. Either it's there or it's not there. And I don't think it's the end of the world, but it's also not a thing you want to see from a team that got obliterated in the division series last year because they couldn't put it together at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, you don't want to see them slop their way through these final 5 games.
No.
You just don't. You realize Sunday's going to be the last regular season game, and then you play game one next Saturday. Okay, so a bunch of simulated games, some bullpen sessions, all of that. You're going to be facing a team that's coming off winning a series to get in. They basically, who's ever in the playoffs, especially the wild card team, right? You play either the Mets, the Diamondbacks, or the Reds. They've been fighting tooth and nail to get into the playoffs. You're going to face that hot team next Saturday.
And by the way, if you face a team that beat the Dodgers, that team's going to be walking on air at that point.
Yeah.
They're going to be totally locked in.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, Duran, look, again, his ERA, I think, since he's been with the Phillies, is still under 2 or, mm-hmm. or something like that. And he's blown 3 saves now. It's not 15 of 18, whatever he is since he got here, he's been very good. But if you just take the last 8 appearances, you know,
and
home, by the way, two home runs.
Yeah.
And home run, I think he had only given up three home runs when he got here.
Right.
All season long.
What the... What?
So, Fred.
What the hell has happened?
Yeah.
This once seemed like an automatic... Right? We got the light show, we got the intro, all that is awesome. And man, I'm not saying that he is something to be concerned with. What I will say is, once thinking he was unhittable.
Yes.
It was an automatic save every time he went out there. I don't have that feeling anymore. You mentioned the three blown saves. There's been a couple times he's had outings where we got out of a couple jams with a couple runners still left on and where he had been hit hard. So my only thing is, I'm not smart enough to know. I'll leave that to the baseball experts.
All right.
But I'm simply wondering, what is it that hitters seem to be dialed in on with him that even when it doesn't go out the park, he's still getting hit hard at times.
Yeah, so I think the fastball is definitely not. It's 102, right? But it's hittable.
Isn't that supposed to be unhittable?
Not anymore. Not major league hitters doesn't matter. They can square up whatever. It's almost like he's
more like location.
I think he's trying to. Well, the location, yeah. I almost think he's trying to find his pitch mix. He got so over a line on the knuckle curveball that it might have made his other pitches like he might have lost the feel for his other pitches. So. Sometimes when you're learning and or not, he's using a pitch more and more in the knuckle curveball, you do lose some of the feel. Like, I think when he got here, he was that splinker was like the main pitch he threw his first couple outings.
Splinker?
Yeah. So it's a slider splitter that a sinker splitter.
Yeah.
That moves like a sinker, but at splitting action.
The slurb.
Yes. Well, yeah, slurb's dead.
We're combining pitches.
Sweeper is
that. Sweeper.
Yeah. The splinker. Yes.
The thing.
I hadn't heard that one before.
It's interesting you say he's looking for the pitch mix because it was 0-2 when the guy hit the home run last night. And what I've gotten used to with Duran when it's 0-2 is throw that fastball up and away, make the guy chase it.
Breaking news.
Sorry, I had to. Right. The Eagles have placed Nolan Smith on the IR.
Whoa. Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's a big one. That's out of nowhere, too.
Holy moly. 215-592-9494. Of course, we'll talk about the Phillies, but losing Nolan Smith is...
Hold up. With what?
So they place also Jacorian Bennett on IR. On IR.
Whoa.
So that's another one.
So if they're on IR, that's four games they miss?
And Darius Cooper. My bad.
Yeah.
That's not the same level?
Okay. No.
I'm just saying, we love Cooper in the training camp, man. We're in the real season now. We can't even get the damn ball to our real receivers.
Well, I think we were all expecting Kelly Ringo to get a shot at corner this week, but it looks like he's definitely going to get a shot at corner this week.
Oh, yeah, because what is a...
I haven't heard anything
Dory
but a Dory
has a
Jackson
situation, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, even if it's a mild growing, he can't afford that.
No.
He's like, turned off. Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting beat with a healthy groin.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't think. Maybe we should get him on the camera plan, whatever, they get him a shot in there.
Oh, could you do the video of the camera, like the camera was on the steps?
Yeah.
Slowly working his groin.
With the printout.
Wow. So no injury, nothing about what Nolan Smith has.
Still doesn't say what it is?
No.
Well, Elliot, get on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Get on it,
what
Elliot.
Are you doing?
Yeah, get on it, Elliot. And by the way...
Did he leave the game Sunday?
Well, we were just talking yesterday how we didn't even notice him in the game. So maybe he had left the game. Look, this is a... The Nolan Smith thing is a big deal for the Eagles.
Huge.
We talked about how much Vic Fangio blitzed against the Chiefs. He did it again against the Rams. He had a blitz a bunch against the Rams. And you know that Vic Fangio is only blitzing when he has to. Vic Fangio does not want to blitz. He barely blitzed last year. And I thought, when it happened against the Chiefs, I thought to myself, well, maybe he was just trying to surprise him with something. But when it happened against the Rams, what it tells me is that you're not getting pressure
He's
from your
edges.
He's
trying to create pressure. Yeah.
So if we're not getting pressure with the guy who we thought was going to be the best edge on the team, who's Nolan Smith,
he is supposed to be our best edge.
So it means more Uche. Maybe it means they activate Ojulari for a game or something. But
you have to, right?
But I don't know. They're going to have to get creative.
Darius
on Sunday.
Is probably certainly going to be one of the starting ends now.
Yeah, well, get ready to play 95% of the snaps. Yeah, that's a big hit for the Eagles.
It really is. And you're talking about four games. It seemed like the Eagles don't get a break this year when it comes to opposing quarterbacks. They're facing good quarterbacks seemingly every week.
Yeah.
And when you're not getting pressure on these guys have time to go get back there and make plays. And now we're down to our third corner. Wow. Wow.
Now, luckily, we're going up against a Bucs team that is going to be missing Mike Evans. But they're also going to be getting, I think they're getting their left tackle back. And I think they're getting
I think Chris Godwin's back. Yeah.
So that's a big deal for the Eagles. You
so Z Berm just tweeted out, the injuries do not require surgeries per league source, and the Eagles hope they'll be back around week 9.
Okay, so that's right around
after the bye.
Yeah. Hmm. But we don't know
around
what the
week 9 bye.
But we don't know what the Nolan Smith injury is.
Not yet. Not yet.
Well, that's weird. How'd they put a guy on IR and not say what it is?
Shoulder.
That makes sense. He's had problems with that in the past,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He's had shoulder issues
before.
Yeah,
he's had shoulder issues before.
All right. Well, that's big news. 215-592-9494.
I'm not saying it's a shoulder. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm just saying
he's
dealt with that in the past.
Yeah, it's almost like if Joel Embiid goes out.
We're going straight to the
knees. To the knee, yeah. Look, I don't mean to mention those two things in the same. Just bringing up somebody who has an injury we know about. I'm not comparing the two. Relax. All right, 215-592-9494.
That's big. That is big.
You a little worried about the Phils, and are you a little worried about the Eagles' defense now?
I'm a little worried about Deron, man. I need Fritz.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Do you feel this?
Well, yeah.
Like, do you feel a little bit of it?
He's gone from, I have no fear when he comes into the game to, we're going to have to hold on to our butts here a little bit with Deron, which is annoying because he was – and he still does have the fourth highest save percentage in history of baseball, 1.99 ERA.
Yes,
he's definitely still good. It's just gone from, we have locked – the ninth lockdown to, we'll see.
Right.
It's also possible when he got here, we got a run of saves that were – cleaner than most will be. But almost every closer, aside from Mariano Rivera, every closer blows saves and allows base runners. And yeah, we just weren't used to it the first five or six games. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess the two things that jump out with me is I think he struggled in one-run games, which playoff games are going to be tight. The Dodgers game was a one-run game. That game last night was a one-run game. The Nationals game he blew was a one-run game. And it's been a little deer in headlights since the Mets game. Like that Mets game, when he got lit up four straight hits, I feel like it's been a little bit. He needs to get some swagger back.
Oh, God.
But this is
the wrong time for this.
But by the way, you know what doesn't help? And this, I'll tie it all back into the, is if the rest of the team is not acting like these games are important,
right,
it's really hard. It was like when they put him in the game the other day when he hadn't worked in a while and they were getting blown
out. That was Sunday's game. Sunday.
If they are telling him, hey, you know, work on this pitch, figure this out, whatever it is, then maybe... My big message is, Phillies, wake up. Play the rest of these games. You get a week off coming up. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. In case you missed it, Nolan Smith placed on IR with a mystery injury, and Jacorian Bennett placed on IR with a... Do we know what Jacorian Bennett's is?
No.
And we don't know...
I'm going to tell you, with him...
And Darius Cooper put on IR.
Did you notice that thing on his arm?
I didn't.
It's almost like he had something.
All right, so Rap, she just tweeted out that Nolan Smith, he tweaked the same triceps he had surgery on.
Oh, he had a torn tricep.
Yeah, that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Him and BG were tricep twins.
Yeah, he tweaked it.
No,
they're saying he doesn't need surgery.
Nothing on Jacorian.
Not yet.
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He had that thing around his arm.
Around his elbow?
No, it was wrapped around his bicep.
Okay.
And it was like it was connected to the shoulder.
Really?
You don't usually see DBs with that type of stuff on their arms.
Yeah.
That made me think something was going on with maybe a rotator cuff or something I saw that Sunday.
And by the way, on that final drive, that God bless Jordan Davis for blocking that field goal, but at the final drive, Matt Stafford went right at Jacorian Bennett the whole drive.
Yep.
I mean, the whole drive, and he got lit up the whole drive. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus kicks us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, that boy in the producer booth thinks he's slick. As soon as that Eagle news came out, it was a little bit negative on the Phillies. He hit that freaking news.
I did. Everyone's ready to dance in the Phillies grave.
That was perfect time.
You're worried, too. Don't you do that.
Nothing matters less than it.
Okay. Breaking news.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Are we blaming Jack for the injury, maybe?
Look, the Jacorian, I think Jacorian Bennett, he had tried, like last season, his season ended because he had like tricep or some surgery. So I think that's what that is?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's why he wears that. But I'm looking at the schedule right here. Like it can go either way. We saw that last week. But like the October schedule, I mean, we got the Giants twice. I ain't really afraid of Bo Nix like that. I mean, what is they, 1-2? Like, I mean, you know.
Bo Nix is the worst ranked quarterback in the league per PFF. How's that feel, Spike?
He was on the board too.
Wow,
man.
The YouTube big board?
It's
yes, he was.
Yeah.
And by the way, hold on.
Mr. Avicini. Bo Nix.
He was on the YouTube big board. He was second in offensive rookie of the year voting. I would say my YouTube big board was friggin' fine.
Yeah, what happened this year? What have you done for me lately?
Okay.
But so one thing about Duran, I'm gonna talk on the Phillies real quick. One thing about Duran, however you pronounce his name, like I'm already bought in. I can't go back now. Like all I'm hoping is like, you know, maybe the Phillies, like, this is why I don't like them damn celebrations. Like y'all partying like it's a birthday, y'all putting tubes down your throat and all that.
It's like y'all doing all that stuff.
And it's like now y'all coming out, y'all looking lackadaisical and all that. Like, but one thing about Duran, like I don't want to, you know, discrediting, but it's like when you playing in Minnesota, like it ain't a lot. Like he looked great, you know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like Nnamdi. It's like Nnamdi playing for the Raiders. Like you setting cats down, ain't no expectations. But when you come and we need you to be postseason baseball and be like a legit closer for a contender, it's like, you know. And I'm not saying we ain't at that point yet. You know, he's looking great so far. You know, You know,
but hey, our antennas are up, man. We see it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not, you know what it is? All the Philly stuff, none of it is panic. All of it is, I've got my eye on it.
Yep.
I've got my eye on the fact that, they're not locked in. I've got my eye on the fact that Duran does not look, you know, it's not that his stuff doesn't look the same. It just looks like people are dialed in. My eyes, I got an eye on all of it right now.
And one thing about the Phillies is that it just makes me nervous. It's like, I'm not saying it's starting to look like last year, because last year this is way better, but it's like last night, I mean, you know, we blow the game. I blame that on Spike, though, because he said we was going to lose. See what I'm saying? You put stuff in the atmosphere.
Hold up. Yeah, but unfortunately, when I did say the Phillies were going to lose, if I said they were going to win and they lose, you would also blame me for jinxing it.
That's true.
I didn't even hear you say they're going to lose. I said, during leading off.
Yeah. I said, they're going to lose this game.
I only do that versus the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. I wouldn't eat that. So, so I'm just like, I got my antenna up. Like, come on, guys. Like, don't do it to us again this year. We trying to go to Cincinnati. We trying to have y'all at the crib. You know, I'm going to be down this way. Hey, we trying to have a party. So, you know, we need the Reds, the closing Mets. Y'all terrible. So we can have a good old time. We got to bring another championship back to the city, man. You know what I'm saying? The Sixers trying to do something, bringing back the black jersey. You know, they trying to get happy over there on that side. We need the Phillies to close it out. I'm not worried about the Eagles defense, because, I mean, Nolan Smith, like, I've been looking for you the first 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's like, you know, so I'm not as worried about them. But Phillies, come on, man. Let's keep it together. But I holler at y'all.
All right. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, we've been looking for Nolan Smith. Now we really won't have him.
Well, yes. Now we're whoever isn't playing well enough to play in front of Nolan Smith is actually going to play now.
Yes.
So yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you a little concerned with the Phillies' energy and how Juwan Duran has looked the last couple of weeks? And the big news: Nolan Smith now on IR, which means he'll miss the next four games. Jacorian Bennett now on IR will miss the next four games, and the Eagles are hopeful that they will both be back for Week 9. We will talk about the defense coming up next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 232 Tupac. 530 Creed, 230 Tupac. Before we get to Elliot, real quick, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You know what? We're actually going to wait on the Twitter question because it's Phillies related. We're going to talk about the Phillies afterwards. I want to get to the Elliott thing first and the Eagles injuries. Elliott Shore Parks, our Go Birds Eagles Insider of the Year reigning champion. Elliott, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Something tells me my insider status is going to take a hit after these.
Come on, man.
Where were you?
It's all right. I'll keep pushing forward.
Yeah, well, it's a marathon, not a sprint, Elliot. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's all about motivating me.
Remember, the only reason you won last year was your Ojulari fake scoop, and he stinks, and he can't play.
Well, they better hope he doesn't stink.
So the news is that Nolan Smith has been placed on IR. So has Jacorian Bennett. And so has Darius Cooper, by the way, for sort of less important on all of those. So do you want to let us know what you know about the injuries to Nolan Smith and Jacorian Bennett?
Yeah, so I don't know the body parts of the injury yet. The team has not updated us. I don't have that information to share. What I do know is that the injuries are non-surgical. So that is, you know, there is a positive to that. They're both obviously out for 4 weeks now, at least since they're on IR, but it could potentially be more. I think the hope is that they return around the bye week. The bye week is 5 games from now. So if they're not ready for, you know, that fifth game, then obviously it's the bye week. They get that extra week to rest up. So this is, you know, not just like a short-term thing. Like, this could be something where he's missing 5 games and then maybe after the bye he returns. In terms of body part, again, I don't know. The only speculation I would give is he's been wearing a brace on his injured tricep all year, so maybe that's something that's bothering him that now they want to give him more time to heal from.
Do they, just from a rules perspective, do they have to say what the injury is or no?
No, they do not. Now, if he's on the injury report, they have to say.
Okay.
But since he's been placed on IR prior to practice today, he will not be on the injury report because he is on the IR. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's take the Nolan Smith injury first and what happens now, and let's take the Jacorian Bennett injury second. So Nolan Smith goes out. He was starting defensive end, starting edge. He played a lot of the snaps. How do you see that adjusting moving forward? Who are we going to see more of, do you think?
Yeah, so first, it is a major blow to their defensive line. I think it was Nolan Smith, a gap, and then everybody else in terms of how they've played this year. And then, you know, to look forward a little bit, like, the Buccaneers' offensive line is a disaster. So this could have been a really big week for Nolan Smith. I guess the flip side of that is it's an easy matchup for the edges that will play. In terms of how they'll go about replacing him, I think it'll be Josh Uche. I think it'll be more Jalix Hunt. Za'Darius Smith obviously played really well in his debut and has looked good in an Eagles uniform. But then some other names to keep an eye on, Patrick Johnson, really good special teams player, has played well in preseasons at edge, has never really made an impact in the NFL at edge, but he's someone to look for. And then Obo Aronkwo, who has been a decent edge, I would say, in the NFL. I think he had about 5 sacks last year. He had a really impressive training camp. He was a surprise addition to the 53-man roster. So he's someone to keep an eye on as well.
What about Ojulari?
Well, there you go. That would be the other one. In the fact that, you know, I talked to Aziz last week, you know, and he was being told the reason he wasn't playing was special teams. Now, does this change that? Maybe, but I just don't believe the reason he was playing was special teams. I think he's not really been good since he got here. He did not have a good training camp. I don't think he's looked particularly athletic out there on the field. He looks stiff. So we'll see. I mean, he has a good resume. They gave him $3 million, but if they don't think he can play special teams, not that that's the end all be all, but you know, that could impact his ability to be active on game days.
They want him out there instead of Tank Bigsby returning kicks. Is that what we're doing with him? Okay, so let's move to Jacorian Bennett. So this one's a little, you know, I guess a little more unsure of what's happening because we don't know the status of Adoree Jackson yet. But if Jacorian Bennett is not there, he was number two behind Adoree Jackson. So what do you think is happening with cornerback two now, which was already not a great spot? You know, we've seen Adoree Jackson get lit up a little bit, and then we saw Jacorian Bennett. Yeah. Now, maybe this is because of the injury, I don't know, but Jacorian Bennett, that whole final drive against the Rams, that was him.
Yeah, so I'm out here at practice now watching the cornerbacks on the field. Adoree Jackson is out here. So
okay.
He is practicing. We'll find out how much of a participant he is. I will say that normally at these practices, they're doing individual work right now. They will line up in kind of the depth chart order, right? So I'm watching the corners, and it was Quinyon Mitchell first up, obviously cornerback one. Cooper DeJean second up, but third up was Keely Ringo, and Adoree Jackson was at the end of the line. So we'll see how much of a participant he is in practice today, but that could be an indication that maybe he's not going to be ready to go despite the fact he's out here practicing. But it is a good sign that he is at least out here. So if he doesn't play, I would look at Keely Ringo. Vic Fangio talked yesterday about how he believes he's improved since training camp ended in the practices during the week. And then Mack McWilliams. Mack McWilliams started camp.
Yeah,
he started camp at nickel, but as camp went on, he moved to the outside and was taking outside corner snaps over Keely Ringo. So those are the two names. And again, with how they're lining up out here, it looks like it would be Keely.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that depth now at that cornerback position, because even if Adoree dresses, we don't know if he's 100% and how well or how effective he could be out there playing. Something happens to Keely Ringo out there throughout the game. Now you're down to a rookie fourth round draft pick, who's supposed to be a nickel inside guy who isn't very big. Thankfully, the Bucs don't have their full complement of wide receivers, so I'm not as concerned from that point.
That's what I was going to say. If they were entering the season without Adoree and Jacorian Bennett, then I think you go, okay, this is a major problem throughout the year. I think now you look at it as a 5-week thing, essentially, because I think Jacorian Bennett, similar timeline to Nolan Smith, maybe back before the bye week. Again, a non-surgical injury but potentially after. But you look at these next few games, the Buccaneers are really banged up at receiver. The following week, they have the Broncos, not exactly a prolific offense. I believe it's the Jets after that, and then the Vikings.
The Giants,
and then the Vikings. Obviously, the Vikings have really good receivers, but they have Carson Wentz at quarterback. So, you know, the next few weeks are not, like, the most prolific passing attack. So, potentially, you can get away with it. But I think if Adoree doesn't play this week, he'll be out there next week. So, it's probably more of a one-week thing with Adoree.
Okay.
All right, Elliot. Well, you can get the – is there going to be an emergency pod for this, Elliot? Is there going to be an emergency?
Yeah, as soon as practice ends, we'll have an emergency pod up for you to talk about it in even more detail than I just gave right
now.
Wow. There you go.
More detail.
I'm surprised you didn't bring out the other big news, that former wide receiver Quez Watkins is back.
I mean, that's the move everyone will be super excited about. Also, you know, credit to the Eagles for tweeting all of this out and putting Nolan Smith in the middle of the tweet.
You had to search for it, Elliot. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was after Marcus Epps. Yeah. And
really, really burying the lead there on the injury.
And then not telling you what the injury is. It feels like we're dealing with the Flyers. Yeah. This is now hockey injury, well, now upper
quick,
body
Elliot,
injury.
It also looks like Jahad Campbell has a brace on his right knee and Bond has one on his left knee.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I would also say quickly, like, the Jahad Campbell thing is something to keep an eye on, too. Like, will they put him at edge more? And N'Kobe Dean eligible to play in week five? If they want to put N'Kobe back there with Bond and Nolan's out, maybe, you know, Jahad starts to get more snaps at edge. So in the season-long quest to prove he's an edge, this could be the moment that finally does it.
Let me throw this out there just for a second.
Or
just
continue to show that he's not an edge.
That he's not an edge. Let me, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals signed Trey Hendrickson to a one-year deal, and then Joe Burrow got hurt for the year. I'm just throwing it out there. Trey Hendrickson, you could trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Go get him.
They should trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Yep, go get him.
We've had two straight weeks of Vic Fangio blitzing more than he's ever blitzed because they can't get pressure on the quarterback. Za'Darius Smith came in here, looked like the best edge on the team, by the way. They should at least call the Bengals. This would be a great time for the Bengals to be able to sell on Trey Hendrickson, not have anybody be mad at them because their season is over, essentially.
Yep.
And this it would fix a problem with the Eagles, and they don't have to commit past this year. The guy's already signed to a contract for this year.
Yep.
If it takes a third-round pick, whatever it takes, they should inquire about Trey Hendrickson.
Well, and the other thing, too, and it's a good point, is now that price tag might be like a third. I mean, you're basically renting him for the rest of the year. You're saving the Bengals money by paying his salary. So, it's a good idea. I would also add to the Jahad Campbell thing. I'm looking at him out here at practice. Doesn't have a helmet on, and it doesn't really look like he's going to be doing a ton of work. So we'll see what he ends up doing today, but seems like it's going to be a limited day for him.
All right, Elliot. Well, you can search Go Birds wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, get Go Birds Daily. Elliot, thanks so much. And remember to tune in at 4:30 to find out where you are on Eagles Insider Theater Power.
I'll just be happy to be in the top five after this debacle.
Okay,
so,
all right.
I'll tune in now. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get back to all of this after we tell you about... Look, we can't... We don't know how to solve Nolan Smith's injury. We don't know how to solve Ja'Quarian Bennett's injury. We do know how to solve a problem that you are having.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Potentially. In the bedroom, and you can solve.
That's a good voice to do that, and I appreciate that.
In the bedroom, well, you want me to do it smooth? In the bedroom.
That's how I used to do my Valentine's Day reads.
Oh yeah. Oh really? Oh, the smooth voice.
Yeah.
Was that the teddy bear?
Yes. We shouldn't say the name of the brand, but
that's a good point.
Yes.
Especially wearing to something else. Right?
Yes. That's right. Yes.
This could lead to that.
Yeah. You never know. Blue Chew. You go to bluechew.com to solve that issue you're having in the bedroom. Maybe the issue is you're just not. Look, maybe you think it's good enough. Good enough is not what the bedroom's
for. Just because it's good enough for you don't mean it's good enough for her.
Hell, and you know what we don't do on this show?
What?
Good enough.
No, we don't do good enough. We do good.
Better than good enough.
Better than good enough. There you go. You go to bluechew.com. They will send you these chewables. And first of all, they're going to send them to you. You don't have to go to the pharmacy or anything. They will come arrived in a discreet
hard
package
in the mail, where because they make it and ship it right here in the USA.
No tariffs.
You also do not have to go to a doctor's appointment, and which is murder for two reasons. You got to wait months to get the appointment.
Right.
And then you got to stare at some old guy, you know, directly in the face and say, hey, I don't got it like I used to. No. Mm-mm. You do it all at BlueChew.com. They figure out the right mix to give you. And here is the best news, is that your first month is free. You go to BlueChew.com. You use code 94 at checkout. Jack is paying for your first month.
Yep. Always.
First month free. So that's BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. And then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
And by the way, go trade for Trey Hendrickson before the Niners do. Because Niners just lost Bosa. And by the way, they're 3-0 too, a season that could have been in the dumps with the quarterback going down, all that sort of stuff. That what they are, Jack, I know.
System QB. System QB. Got a real QB in there. Right. So Nolan Smith, by the way, from Adam Schefter, strained his tricep Sunday. So I guess this is now more
official. So there's a strained tricep?
Yeah, and is now expected to be sidelined through the team's November 2nd bye. So through the bye, he says, and could return Monday night, November 10th against Green Bay.
I'm just, wow. I know they said non-surgical. This is me recklessly speculating.
We would always do on this show.
But
that's the other show.
Yeah. But an IR trip for a strained tricep? It doesn't pass the sniff test to me. I'm not saying he has a bigger injury, but it is a strain of an injury that he just had surgery on in the offseason. So all I'm saying is I hope he's back on at week 9, but strained tricep to me sounds a little light for crossing this guy off playing for the next 4 weeks, especially when it's a...
No, it sounds like 6 weeks.
Yeah, a surgically repaired strained tricep. So I hope, but fingers crossed that there's no surgery.
You think it could be longer?
That's
what you're saying.
Or else they wouldn't have put him on IR. Right. It's just if we had heard normally, hey, he has a strained tricep, we wouldn't expect an IR trip for a strained tricep. Is all that I would say.
Yep.
So all right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Again, I am just guessing. I don't know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike?
Yes.
Time for you to guess the poll.
All right.
Here is the poll. Do the last two Phillies games concern you at all? Are you concerned about the last two Phillies games? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What do you think the poll is?
I mean, I have a little bit of concern, but I'm just going by, I don't believe the poll is concerned.
Okay.
I believe most people aren't concerned, so I'd go with, Let's go with 73%.
How about 52.8% yes?
Yes?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And here's...
Okay.
By the way, here's why I'm surprised.
I'm a little surprised at that.
I'm surprised because to me, most people probably only turned the game on for a minute last night.
Yes.
Just that if you had seen it, you probably would have been more concerned than if you just heard about it. To me, the last two games.
And certainly more people watched last night than Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes. So 52...
Yeah, we didn't even watch Sunday. Yeah.
52.8% say
yeah,
yes.
People just don't... People are happy they're good. I think they feel good about the team. But I think there's really a difference between that and believing in them.
Let me tell you, what do you think they're concerned about?
You think it's Duran?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's more just their general, like they're not playing crisp baseball, and they're starting to have fear of last year, of not being, of them
nope.
doing the same thing with,
you know,
with the Mets.
Nope.
To me, that I agree that that is out there. I agree it's part mm-hmm. of it. I don't disagree that it's part of it, that people are looking for a reason to not trust them, I think.
Yeah.
But I do side with Ike in that, and I don't feel
you
exactly
feel
this
it.
Way,
yeah.
But I think we all got the first experience that 99.9% of Philly fans, the first time they experienced Juan Duran was him pitching for the Phillies.
Yep.
We hardly, probably never saw him before. And for the first 5-6 times, he looked like we were talking about it on the air.
The greatest thing ever.
The greatest closer we ever saw. And now all of a sudden, he looks human. Mm-hmm. I don't think he looks bad, but he looks human. I think if people saw one thing from last night, it was that
Duran
gave
up the
home
run. From the game.
Yeah.
I saw the base running errors. I saw that. But the thing I took away from the game was like, oh God, no.
Not again.
Blow this game again.
Yeah. It's okay. We only scored 3 runs. Whatever. At least we're going to win 3-2. But yeah.
By the way, Mundo Sosa officially reinstated from the IL.
Oh, good.
Mundo!
Could have done it last night.
Could have done it yesterday. And then we don't have Weston Wilson, who I told should not be playing second base for. I think Weston Wilson's a good pinch hitter. You see a guy sometimes. And you can tell what position he plays.
He's not a second baseman.
He is a left fielder and a first baseman. That's what he
yes.
is. I can tell just by looking at him. 215-592-9494. Colin in Colorado, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
What's up, Colin?
Hey, so I told Jack I'd talk Phillies, but a quick lead-in with the Eagles because it's kind of a tale of two different yeah. versions of faith.
Yeah.
And so especially in light of the Nolan Smith news. My thing with the Eagles at this point is just using the past as a predictor of the future. They are so statistically probable to win when they take the football field that despite injury, despite how it looks, and you know, not to go terribly down that road. And so I give them a pass. It's early in the season. I really hope he's not injured because I think it was Baldy who said he's the most physically violent hitter he's in the NFL these days.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Nolan Smith.
Oh, Nolan Smith. Okay. Well, he is.
Yeah, so
you hope he's not. You hope he's not injured beyond what they're saying. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
I hope he's back to in a capacity. I kind of jumped there because it was, you know, I think he was complimented as being, I think it was Baldy who said he was the most physically violent hitter in the NFL. But, you know, I have the faith in them. The Phillies is a different type of faith. But if you look at it, we lost our best player. Arguably one of the best players in baseball coming into the playoffs at the worst time of the year. And, you know, we're more concerned about his actual health recovery than for baseball. And so it's about getting a Bader at the last minute. It's about the Duran entrance. And we'd like to see a little more performance than entrance at this point, but it's kind of taken it. I talked to Ricky about it on Sunday. It's about the chutzpah. It's about the, what you guys talked about a week or so ago. And not every ship is every ship is a boat, but not every boat is a ship.
Welcome to the show.
Size. Not the other way, but
yeah.
So and we still got to be on board. How could you be concerned after 2 wins? This team, we kind of don't know what we're going to get. The bats have never quite caught on like they should throughout, you know, the construction of this lineup for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't I be concerned?
It's almost a matter of blind faith because they had, like I said.
Yeah, I guess my thought would be, for sure, they could have been hot as hell through the end of this week, mm-hmm. taken 5 days off, come back against the Dodgers, and everything could go cold with no explanation, for sure. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is I would feel, you're right, it is
blind. You would feel extremely confident,
yes.
though, going into those games.
Yes, because I just don't, what I don't like about this team in general is, in general, the sort of lack of... just they reflect
their approach.
Yeah, and just this week could have been a week where you could have gone and gotten the one seed. And by the way, I'd much rather play the other frame in the playoffs than what we're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. And the Brewers keep losing, and the Dodgers keep losing. And what I don't like is this is what I don't like about those celebrations is sort of
you feel like you've already accomplished this. There's nothing else for you to play for.
That okay, job done, and job not done. Not just in playoffs. Job not done in the regular season. And they sort of, thank you for the call, Colin. They sort of to my eye are playing like a team that thinks the job is done.
I agree, and I don't think it's an easy job for Topper to sort of manage down the stretch. He has to mix and match and try to keep these guys motivated. But to your point, I think here's where I think we come in at, because we will react to what we're seeing. And what I mean by that is we get more people like our last caller saying, I'm not concerned, then why would they be concerned?
Right.
We turn the heat up on them and let them know it does matter, and we let them hear how we feel about it. Then they're going to respond to that because they got to play five more home games, and they don't want to hear from this fan base for five straight games if they aren't putting out the right type of effort.
Especially if, as Jack said, which I do believe to an extent, that people are wary about trusting them at this moment. So they have been more apt to boo this year than they have in any other season over the last few years. So
I want them to hear us today on the way to the ballpark.
Yes.
Yeah, it matters. How about win a damn game?
Just wake up.
I'm not saying there's a correlation.
Yeah.
But I am saying three straight losses after somebody was being a drip Friday night. That's all I'm saying.
After
his
Cassie.
Big win, after his big, he had a big hit last night.
He did.
I'm not taking anything away from him because
he showed up.
He's in his bubble.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean you don't put a damper on the spirit of everyone else with your mood.
Everybody else is having a good time.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. Three straight losses, Fritz, and uninspired too. Now last night, at least they did show up.
Well, Saturday it was fine, and then Sunday was brutal.
Sunday was brutal last night.
Yeah,
last night
they only scored early though last night, and then kind of mailed it in.
Yeah. Well, how many
and sloppy baseball?
They were 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position on Sunday. I think that's what they were, something like that. So, all right.
Game didn't happen Sunday.
It happened. I saw it. I sat 3 hours of my life. 215-592-9494. Larry Anderson joins us next to talk about it. You do a good L.A. Like, do it again.
L.A.
There it is.
Bless Harry.
Yes. On the WIP Afternoon Show.
Fritz,
with Ike,
don't be a hater.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.